We're going to finish up the halachos of kosev, of writing, games. Lamaisa, it's better not to play games, board games and things like that on Shabbos. There's many more positive things to use Shabbos for. Learning Torah, even sleeping, may be more positive than playing board games. But if you're really bored, then first of all, letting children play board games, except for the ones we're going to say are excluded, that's okay. And even though older children should be educated also to use their Shabbos in a more positive way. For adults, also, Me'ikar Hadin, board games that don't have the problems we're going to mention are really mutter. But again, it's better to do other things on Shabbos. The games that are usher are games that normally necessitate writing during the week, even if you obviously are going to keep score in a different way on Shabbos. But if that game normally needs writing, the way that you record the score is by writing it down. Even if on Shabbos you can do it by turning the pages of books or something like that, or having beans that you're going to put into a cup and count them, you're still not allowed to play that game. Because we're afraid you may forget and end up writing. Games that involve play money and play transactions also you shouldn't do. Monopoly, those kinds of games are also on Shabbos. So that's when it comes to games. All other kinds of games, checkers, chess, those kind of things that don't involve writing and don't involve what's it called, play money, are Me'ikar Hadin Mutter. Yeah.
Sometimes at Shul, like Gabon, they have like paper clips to, do up the paper aliyahs or whatever, so they do that instead of writing on during the week.
L'shem mitzvah. We're making those kind of pledge also to put a paper clip or whatever instead of writing. L'shem mitzvah, they're, what's it called, the heterim. Okay. You're not allowed to measure things or weigh them on Shabbos, even l'tzorech suda Shabbos, but l'tzorech mitzvah or l'tzorech holy is mutter. So you're allowed to measure a revius to make sure, or a kazayas to make sure that you're eating enough to makayim a mitzvah. You're allowed. Let me just finish in advance. Okay. You're allowed to take someone's temperature because it's b'makom choli. Blood pressure. We're talking now with a manual kind of blood pressure thing, not an electric one, obviously. You're allowed to measure baby food if it's every baby is considered a chole. So those kind of things are mutter. You're not even allowed to measure time. To surely not to use a stopwatch, even a regular watch to time something. Or to use an hourglass to time something, an egg timer or whatever. That is not, it's a mechanical. It's also usher to use unless it's the shame mitzvah or the shame, the tzorech holy. Okay, yeah.
When the Rosh said measure, that meant with like a tape measure or with using somebody's hand would also be usher?
Using your hand also. Anything that will give you an exact measurement or an approximate measurement is usher, except if you're not using anything. Right, you want to count the balatas on the floor to know how wide the floor is. That you can do. You're not using anything as a measuring stick or a measuring thing. That's fine.
You can like staring at your watch to like, see how long it takes time to go by. You're not touching anything. What? You're like, staring at your watch, watching the seconds go by, seeing how long it takes to do something.
Not what I'm doing.
How about like games? So that was game called Risk. There's no writing machine. It's impossible to get butter.
What? And if there's other isurim, there's other isurim. That's if this is a game where you have to, what's it called?
Usually it's not an isur, but it can happen.
If there are other things that, what's it called, that are involved in the game, then it's usur. But if it's not something that you write, not something that you use play money, Me'ikar Hadin, the game is not usur, it's a game. There's other things that have to do with the game, right, that make it usur, so it's usur. Okay, the next thing is, and this has other implications, and we'll go through it later when we finish the Malachas, and get to the Isurei Drabon, the Muktzah, and Dabar Dover, and Sochev Tzecha, is Shtori Hedyotos. Rabban answered reading Shtori Hedyotos, because you may come to write, or erase. And however, there are other reasons why you can't read Shtaros or whatever, because Mim Sochev Tzecha, you're not allowed to do and think and be involved with business thoughts or talking about business on Shabbos. So it depends what we're talking about, but they're also usher because of this reason. So we'll mention them now, and when we get to Nimtso Cheftzecho and Dabar Dabar, we'll mention it again in probably more detail. Reading newspapers. So first of all, you have to know the newspapers you're reading are permissible to read at any time. That they're not usher for other reasons. That the newspaper is not full of apikursis or gili arayis or whatever. But if you're reading a newspaper and that the ikur is not the problem, so then if it has advertisements in it, meikar adin, you're allowed to read a paper that has advertisements as long as you skip the advertisements. Or if the advertisements have absolutely no meaning to you, right, trips to Hawaii that you're really not contemplating taking at all, you're allowed to read them as interesting tidbits of knowledge. So those kinds of pirsomet are not usher to read because they have no connection to anything that you would think of doing. They're just interesting. Therefore, a catalog. Normally, a mail order catalog is muktzah. And because basically and it's usher to read because it's business. But if you have absolutely nothing that you would ever get from that catalog, it's just interesting to look at it, then you can look at the catalog on Shabbos too, and it's not most of you. Reading secular books, not chachma, but for pleasure, novels, story books or whatever, that are not mitzvah things, they don't have any reich of Torah, but they're not awesome. Okay, again, they're the kind of books that are also to read. They're also to read during the week, too. They're not also to read, and even though it would seem from the halacha that those are off-bounds for Shabbos, can't read books that are even just for enjoyment, but it seems like the poskim say not like that, that if you're reading it and you enjoy it, it gives you only Shabbos, you're allowed to read them. So you want to read Reader's Digest on Shabbos, or a novel, and it gives you onig Shabbos, and then Mikra Adin, you'll be allowed to. It's better to avoid it for two reasons. One is because it's better things to do on Shabbos, and secondly, because there are poskim who hold that it's also any of these kinds of books that are read only for relaxation are also on Shabbos across the board. Proofreading, something that's obvious that you're proofreading, a manuscript. Not a book, a manuscript. Galleys that are set aside for printing or whatever is usher, and those things are muktza. However, to look through a book to catch mistakes, where you don't usually write in the book or whatever, that you are allowed to do on Shabbos. Reading a guest list, a seating list. The host or hostess themselves, even by a Sudas mitzvah, is also to have a guest list and to read from it to check where their guests sit, or a seating plan if you have a big simcha, or a menu. All those things are also because we're afraid you may come to erase it and write it and can correct it or whatever. Somebody who is not the host or hostess can be given that list to take care of the thing, because to them it doesn't make that much of a difference. But the host and hostess, even though I remember seeing some heter in this, but I can't find it now. So, Tashas is also, yeah.
You said also a menu, if you write a menu for a
right,
show?
You can't use it to say...
You have it on the fridge and look and say, oh, this one is taken out of the fridge?
No, no, no. Menu, even names without the menu, and names with the menu. If you're in a hotel and they give you a menu to see what you're going to eat, you have no connection there to write or erase, right? If you erase it, it's not going to change the menu.
Right.
But if it's your menu, where you may have made a mistake and you want to alter it or whatever, you may forget it's Shabbos and do it, it's also to use a menu like that. And it's also to use a seating chart or a guest list or whatever.
What about the, I read somewhere that if the husband is not involved in the cooking preparations, usually he can read the menu of the fridge for you.
Yeah, that could be. So we said, somebody who's not, right, I don't know if the husband isn't involved, But if the husband has no connection to it, but the husband has connection to who eats in his house. So the seating arrangement and the guest list would be also for the husband too. Those are the hosts. Could be that when it comes to cooking, if the husband has nothing to do with the cooking, right? Then the menu is he's like a stranger when it comes to the cooking. That could be.
Shabbos kitchen and Shabbos home.
Yeah.
So the Shabbos home says that anyone who's not involved in the preparation of food, including the husband, who's not involved,
okay. I could hear in that the husband would be considered like a stranger when it comes to the cooking. But I can't hear that the husband considered a stranger when it comes to the guest list or whatever. Then it has to be somebody who really doesn't have any, he's not the host. Okay. Dinei Torah or Asur on Shabbos for the same reason. You can't have a Din Torah. You can't make a marriage, a divorce, or whatever, or read a get, or read a ksuba also. Is, what's it called? Is a document, and is also to be read on Shabbos, and probably muktzah also. Okay,
hanging on the wall inside of a...
hanging on the wall is even a bigger problem, because something that hangs on the wall that you never touch could be muktzah machmas chisor and kis.
No, but you read it on the wall.
That's read on the wall, you can read on the wall.
What about...
Suba, you can read a book also, and you can read lists that are part of a book that are not separate lists also. Because in a book, when it comes to a mitzvah, there are heterin, like reading the list of the yisker. Some people hold you're not allowed to make a list like that and read the list because the same like any list. Lamaisa, there are heterin, and same thing goes with a gabai, to have cards with names. And lists of who to give aliyahs to. There are those that hold you can't do that. The Maisa were pretty somich on the matirim that because it's Lidvar Mitzvah, that what's it called, the Gabbai can use cards and lists for calling aliyahs, and you can read names from a Yisker list also. But it's better if it's put into a book and then read from the page of a book. So many kehilas had books of Yisker names or whatever, and that's one of the reasons why, aside from the fact that it was more formal like that also. If the Gabbai could do such a thing and incorporate his list in a book rather than cards or separate piece of paper, probably better, but if it's a big tircha, it's not necessary. What I've done with the Yisker is put a taka into a book, so it's read from the pages of a book, not from separate lists.
Just a notebook?
What? No notebook. No. Machberet? Yeah, Machberet would be considered a book too, yeah. Not separate pages, not separate lists. Okay.
Studying for a test like kids.
Okay. So learning, what's it called, secular things on Shabbos. So if you're doing it specifically to prepare for a test or whatever is also, according to many poskim, tachana. If you're doing it just for the knowledge, that's mutter. Okay. If it's... not obvious that you're doing it for the sake of a test, there are those who are moderate, even if you're going to benefit and know the knowledge for a test. Again, for the sake of preparing, it's good to teach children. They shouldn't be able to do that on Shabbos. For the sake of just learning, for the sake of learning, that is mutter. Limudei Kodesh, even if you're doing it for the sake of a test, is okay. Because it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah to learn right now, even though your intention is to do it for preparing for later on. Right now, you're learning something, and you're getting a mitzvah now, so it's not only for what's going to come later on. You're getting a benefit right now, too. Okay, that's a mitzvah. Okay, any other questions on this? When we get to Mintzochev Tzecho and Dabar Dover, we're going to repeat this with more details. But for now, it's enough. Yeah.
Going back to it, it's something that has ads in it. If it has Divrei Torah and ads... Is that...
So he said, that, what's it called? That even if it doesn't have Divrei Torah, it's Stam a newspaper. So, what's it called? If you skip the ads, you can read the paper. So Kol Shekein, if it's Divrei Torah and ads. You just skip the ads, that's all. Don't read the ads. Or read the ads and have nothing to do with you, it's just interesting for information. What?
You can't know that until you've read it.
What do you mean you can't know that?
You can't know if it has anything to do with you or not.
Ah, so then you shouldn't read it. If you're reading it, because maybe it'll have something to do with it, it's also. But you know the kinds of ads in this thing never interest you. They're things that you have no shaykhs to at all, like cruises the only thing that they advertise. And you're not planning to go on a cruise. It's interesting to know how much those cruises cost. That's okay. How much you're saving by not going on it, right? Yeah?
Are girls allowed to also study even though they don't specifically have a mitzvah
to observe? Girls can study also. On Shabbos, right? Not for the sake of a test. I mean, yeah, for the sake of a test. Limud HaKodesh, yeah, they can. They also get a mitzvah. Right, right. That's also also Mishum Shtori Hedyotos, because maybe you'll come to read in Shtori Hedyotos that something that is written on the wall or written on a paper under a picture or something like that, like in a museum, you're not allowed to read off the wall, even if you don't read it verbally. Just to look and glance at it, you can't do that. What? Yeah, but they were afraid that if they let you do that, you'll end up reading Shtoros that you could change. But here, since it's a mitzvah and it's in the book, they were making. But here's no mitzvah, it's tam. So they answer that mishum that you may come to read Shtori Hedyotos. It's not Shtori Hedyotos. Right? The only time it's mutter is if the writing is etched into the wall. It's not written on the wall or written on something on the wall, but it's the wall itself forms the writing. It's impossible to do anything. It's not like Shtori Hedyotos at all, then it's mutter.
Or a plaque?
What?
A plaque.
Like a plaque? A plaque isn't etched in the wall.
No, plaque. It's on the wall, but the words are etched into the plaque.
It's embossed. It's not.
So it's not shyest to change. Not sure, but the lechorot should be mutter.
What about a photo album? Like either in the back of the picture or on the side of the picture, you want to read that?
No. That's exactly what it says. Pictures with a what's it called, a legend under it is also to read the legend.
Like
look at the pictures.
The sign thing over here at the Burbs of Bay, something like that, where no, yeah. No one would write anything on that.
Doesn't make a difference. Saying. We're afraid that if you'll read that, you'll come to read things that people will, could change or whatever. You're not allowed to read that off the wall either. Yeah, it's only the Rabbanan. So it's all because maybe you'll, it's for two reasons. One is because some of the things are also because they're business things, they're not Shabbistic, and some are because you may come to write or erase. What? What? The what? Xera. No, it's not Xera. Xera. That's always the Xera they make.
What
about catalogs that doesn't have any places or any legends, just pictures?
Just pictures?
Yeah. No, they found no legends, no places.
And, but what are you reading it for? Right, if Stam, even if it has prices, you can read it. You're just interested in perusing and looking at the nice things. So of course you can if it doesn't have prices. But if it's because you're interested in after Shabbos ordering these things and finding out the prices, then you can't read it if it doesn't have prices. Okay. Same thing, one way or the other.
Okay,
yeah.
What about other things that are hanging on the wall, like stilos, or if there's some kind of learning that's hanging on the wall?
No, also not. Shaila, why you... could be, but even if it's in a frame, it's also. I don't know why then people read Brish, Meit, Mari Oma things, and Modim, or whatever.
But then
I'm
nobody
sure.
Would change, because that's the Dvar Mitzvah.
That's the same thing, yeah, it doesn't make a difference.
No?
Doesn't it, yeah?
No, but people have like an Eishes Chayil on the wall. They think Eishes Chayil, but looking at the wall, they're in the bench
I don't know a reason why it should be Modim.
Benches
of books.
It's not like a stump kind of
what?
A tefillah.
What?
It's not a stump kind of a thing like a magazine or whatever. It's a tefillah or a piece of
cover. Why would anybody change?
There's no special heter for tefillos or Divrei Torah hanging on a wall.
So then it's like Gabbai's cards.
What?
If it's a tefillah, it's like Gabbai's cards.
The Gabbai's cards are not so posh why it's mutter, but the mice were makel in that.
It's
but
more like that than like an advertisement of a cruise.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I'll take a look and see. When we get to the next time around, when we speak about it. What? Tzibur. Doesn't make a difference. There's nowhere does it say that there's other people around, you can read things on the wall. Yeah.
Basically, on Shabbos, we can only read things that are from a book?
No, no, a book is a magazine. We're talking about lists and things like that that are like shtoros. They're like a document or whatever. They're similar.
That's what I just asked. What about a tefillah? It's not a list or a document.
document?
But it's like, it is a document. It's the same thing as a document, just with a tefillah.
I think
not sure. Okay, look at it. Not sure. Picture of?
Picture.
Picture you're allowed to look at, but you can't read the legend under the picture.
No, no, no. If you have a picture of a ksuba, can you read the words of the ksuba from the picture? Like, it's a picture, but...
What's the difference? The words are still there anyway.
It doesn't make any difference. Mm-hmm. What if you have a Xerox copy of it? No, you could...
Not a Xerox copy. You take a picture.
Take a picture of the ksuba.
You pull out a camera and take a picture of the reference device.
Yeah.
Can you read that on top? Picture.
Not sure. Maybe. I hear.
What about the stuff you asked before? What about the stuff that in the front of the shul it says Mardik Hall?
Those are not
etched in the stone, yeah?
Those aren't written things, Bichlau, that you could erase or whatever. They're etched into the thing, like etched into the wall. Now the question would only be, what happens if you have one of those things and they're written on cardboard? Would it be also to read that also? It's not Mestaber. I mean, the whole Mashiva Ruach things are...